Our preview of the 2015 draft class continues. We're going to take a look at a running back who I feel is going to be a special player in the NFL. It's Melvin Gordon from the University of Wisconsin. Now, with Matt Asiata re-signing, with Jerick McKinnon and Adrian Peterson on the team, you might not think running back is a need, but you never know what's going to happen with 28, and we've seen a lot of teams continue to have success in the running game. The NFL may be a passing league, but the running game is still important. Look at the Super Bowl winners. The New England Patriots had a bunch of running backs, including LeGarrette Blount, Stephen Ridley, Shane Vereen, Jonas Gray, helping them move the offense down the field, and Seattle Seahawks with Marshawn Lynch. He's the heart and soul of their team, so the running game is still important in the NFL, and I think this guy, Melvin Gordon, is going to help some team quite a bit when it comes to running the football. Let's take a look at the tape, and I can show you why. The thing about Melvin Gordon, the theme of this film study is going to be his versatility. He can impact games running the ball out of a lot of different formations and a lot of different setups by the offensive line and by fullbacks. So the first play comes in the Badgers' first game of the season against LSU, who had the number 8 defense in all of college football last season. Here is Melvin Gordon lined up. He's a single tailback in this formation. This is what you call 12 personnel. You have the one running back and then two tight ends. That's 12 personnel. The Badgers are going to motion a receiver across the formation, and they're going to give the ball here to Melvin Gordon. And what I like about this play by Melvin Gordon is the Badgers are known for having a great offensive line. And a lot of people think Wisconsin running backs come into the NFL and don't find success because they're used to running behind great offensive lines. And that's the case here with the Badgers. They had a good offensive line this year. But look at Melvin Gordon. He's surrounded right here. The LSU defense looks to have him swallowed up, but Gordon is able to give it a second burst and get out of all that trash and get downfield. You take a look at the end zone view here, and you can really see the trouble that Gordon experienced early on in this play and how he was able to get out of it. This should be a tackle for about a 3 or 4 yard gain by the LSU defense, but Gordon is able to jet out of there, and he picks up 63 yards. Now, you might be concerned that Melvin Gordon was not able to run to the end zone on that play, but he does have a nose for the end zone. You're going to see that here on this play. This is a different formation. You have Melvin Gordon in the background, but this is 21 personnel. Two running backs, the running back there, the fullback here, and one tight end. 21 personnel. You're going to see the fullback with a lead block, and Melvin Gordon's going to take this handoff, and in a split second, he gets around the edge, and he's racing down the sideline. A lot of running backs get tackled right here for about a 20-yard gain, but Gordon shows his athleticism, leapfrogs the defender right here. You can see the sideline and the crowd going nuts because Melvin Gordon has found the end zone once again. The guy had almost 50 touchdowns in his career at the University of Wisconsin. We're going to show you yet another look by the Wisconsin offense with Melvin Gordon in the backfield. He's the single tailback right there, and he's going to get a handoff here. What I like about this play, and you're going to see it from two different angles, is a cut that Melvin Gordon makes here that is NFL caliber. It reminds you of a certain number 28 for the Vikings. Adrian Peterson makes this type of cut on defenders all the time. This safety right here, it looks like he's got cinder blocks attached to his feet when Melvin Gordon makes this cut on him. And Melvin Gordon picks up probably another 25 or 30 extra yards, maybe 40 as he gets down the sideline there and picks up the extra yardage. The end zone view will give you a better look of this play. Here's Gordon right here who's going to take the handoff, going to go through the A-gap, and he's going to meet this safety one-on-one in the middle of the field, and he's going to embarrass him and pick up a bunch of extra yards. I love this cut by Melvin Gordon. It shows great vision. You can see there's a little bit of trash in Gordon's face right here. He's got the option. He can bounce this thing out wide left, or he can make a cut back inside. He's got two options right here, and he chooses the right one. He bounces this back inside and then makes another cut to the outside right here. That is something you cannot see. You don't see every NFL running back do that, but Melvin Gordon has the ability to do it. We're going to take a look at the next run. This is in the last game of the season for the Badgers. It's in a bowl game. A lot of people watching. You get yet a different formation. Melvin Gordon is a big, bright lights player. When he's on the biggest stage, that's when he performs the best. He had 6 games of over 200 rushing yards in his senior season at Wisconsin. He had a great game against Auburn here. This is going to be a zone read. Here's Gordon right here. And you saw the Vikings do a little bit of zone read, a lot of it against the Atlanta Falcons last season. You might remember Teddy Bridgewater finding success doing that. This is a zone read play here, and you're going to see Melvin Gordon's speed as he gets around the edge. You see the defensive end is going to crash the edge right here. That's going to tell the quarterback to hand it to Gordon, and Gordon is going to press the edge and get around the Auburn Tigers defense, and you can see how quickly he does so. He turns on the jets right here, and before you know it, he's at the first down sticks going down the sidelines. And I love this tenacity right here, delivering a hit at the end of the run. That also reminds you of Adrian Peterson. Doesn't want to finish the run by getting hit, wants to finish the run by delivering the hit right there. You love that toughness out of your running back. You need that attitude in the NFL. Last play we're going to look at, another fullback lead run here by Melvin Gordon. I'm going to show you more toughness and also another great job by Melvin Gordon of making something out of nothing. This is a play that probably should be stopped right here. You see a linebacker in great position to make a play, and all Melvin Gordon does is make another defender look silly, gets around the edge, sets up a wide receiver block right here. Once again, Gordon's got two options. He can go to the middle or he can bounce it outside. He reads the block by the wide receiver right here and he makes the right decision. He cuts it to the outside, finds a sideline. Two extra steps in bounds to get two extra yards, takes a hit. That was a 15-yard penalty against the Auburn Tigers defense. So Melvin Gordon's toughness giving the Wisconsin Badgers some extra yardage at the end of the play. I love this attitude, I love the toughness, and I love the versatility of Melvin Gordon. You can use him in a lot of different formations, a lot of different ways. He was very productive, almost 5,000 rushing yards in four seasons in Madison. I think the guy's going to be a special player in the NFL, and he's going to help some offense move the ball down the field the old-fashioned way with tough running.